Washington law prevents domestic violence abusers from possessing guns, but advocates for victims say the courts aren't doing enough to enforce the law. 88.5 Law and Justice reporter Paula Whistle has the story.
The way the 2014 law works is, let's say a wife obtains a protection order against her estranged husband because of abuse. He's then required to provide the court with a list of all his firearms and temporarily surrender them to law enforcement. But victims' advocates say a case before the State Court of Appeals illustrates where enforcement has fallen down. In the case, a man turned in 32 of his 34 guns. The court said he was in compliance because he'd made a substantial effort to comply. But David Ward with Legal Voice says that's not good enough.
Really, every firearm must be accounted for because it only takes one gun to cause lethal harm to somebody else.
In this case, the woman told the court anytime her husband threatened to kill her, he threatened to shoot her. In a friend of the court brief, Legal Voice and other advocates are urging the court to clarify that an order to surrender all firearms means all firearms. They say allowing abusers to keep even one gun renders the law meaningless. Paula Whistle, 88.5 News.